All right, we are live at Exotica, New Jersey, 2014, day two, Saturday, here with the lovely Miss Asa Akira. How you doing, Asa?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How's your weekend going so far?
It's going great. It's day number two. It is just as busy as it's always been. I don't know. New Jersey Exotica is also always my favorite because it's closest to home. And it feels like it's the one convention that all the girls come out to. Like Chicago, Atlantic City, the other ones aren't really like that. Edison is the one everyone comes to, so it's always fun.
Good, good. Glad to hear you having a good time. So what have you been up to this year? You signed with Wicked Pitchers and you've been working for them. How's that going?
It's been a really big year for me. I actually just signed on to for my second year with Wicked Pitchers. It's just like really, I still kind of don't believe it. It's really weird. It's something I wanted for so long, and now that I'm, you know, a Wicked girl, it's just unreal. And every day I'm like, I can't believe it happened.
Well, I know when you announced your signing last year, you said you always, even before you got into porn, you always dreamed of being like a Wicked girl. What is it about being a Wicked girl that you find so alluring?
I think, you know, even from being like a young girl, I always just really glamorized the Wicked girls. My era was like, I was looking up to, you know, all, like all the hot girls were Wicked girls or Vivid girls. And you know, Vivid is kind of a different type of company now. So when I got into the industry, I remember telling my agent, I want to be a Wicked girl, let's make that happen. And it didn't happen and it broke my heart. But I'm glad things went exactly the way they did. But I'm doing an interview. So I'm just like glad things went the way they did.
All right. And 2013, you won AVN's Performer of the Year. And
your friend? Can I just do this for a second?
What? I'm watching.
Right. Okay, you're like awfully close, that's why.
I just want to give you what's your name?
Okay, let me just do this interview and then thanks.
You said one of your goals now for Wicked is to win Best Actress, correct?
Yes. I know it's definitely, that guy is so weird. I know it's definitely a really far reach, but for me, it's just kind of like, it's not even a goal, it's just kind of something that would really be interesting to me. Like, I've won Best Anal, Best DP, I'm not known for acting. Yeah. And that's kind of what I really want to get good at this year. And Hollywood, Brad was like so helpful, and he was just like so patient with me. So I really do think I'm improving a lot. I'm not expecting to win Best Actress anytime soon at all. But I think it would just be really funny if I ever did win.
Okay. Now, you say you're working on your acting skills. Do you think maybe that might lead to maybe some mainstream work?
I've actually never really been that interested in mainstream work. If something falls into my lap, of course I'll take it, because I'm just kind of down to do whatever. And when I wrote the book, I got a lot of mainstream press and like opportunities to do cool shows and stuff. But my heart is totally in porn. Like, I didn't fall into the porn business because, you know, I was an actress and like one day I shot for Playboy or something. I love fucking on camera. Like, to me, that's the ultimate fantasy. So I would never, like, I don't see myself ever being someone who like is trying to cross over to mainstream or anything like that.
So in addition to shooting movies, you also started directing last year too, didn't you?
Yes, I directed, I think, like 7 or 8 movies for Elegant Angel. I haven't directed since January, which was 11 months ago now. And I actually, it happened really in a weird way. Like, I directed a movie in January, and then I took a break to promote my book, just because that took so much time, and I was out of town, like, most of the time. And then I just kind of never went back. You know, Elegant Angel is a company that's really going through some changes right now. I would love to direct for Wicked. It's something we've talked about, but I'm so incredibly intimidated. Like, I've been on Jessica's sets when she's doing the Guide to Wicked Sex. I've been on Brad's sets, Jonathan's sets, Stormy's sets. It's a huge production. It's not the same thing as shooting a Gonzo where it's me, the cameraman, and the two people fucking. Like, it's way bigger than that. So I'm really intimidated. I'm not quite ready.
And speaking of her book, you just had your book Insatiable came out this year, semi-autobiographical. What made you decide to write a book at age 26?
So, for the record, I'm 29 now. I'm about to be 30.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've always read a lot. I'm like a really avid reader. And then a book agent got in touch with me, Mark Gerald, because he liked my Twitter. And he was like, hey, I feel like you could write a book. And that night, I submitted an essay to him. The next week, we had written like 4 essays, and I submitted proposals to publishers. And then within a month, I had a book deal. So it happened so fast. It was really lucky. Like, I totally don't take that, you know, for granted. And it's just exciting. And now, hopefully, I'm working on my second book.
Okay. So in addition to writing and performing, you also feature dance too, correct?
Yes, I do feature dance once a month.
Really, that often?
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I knew you feature dance. I just didn't realize it was that frequently. I'd love to see you. You're high on my list of girls I haven't seen yet.
Thank you. Most people make fun of me because I only go once a month. That's why I asked if you were being sarcastic.
No, once a month is a lot.
Yeah, it takes a lot out of me. Like, I'm such a homebody. I'm not a night person. I like to wake up early and work out and, like, get started. So feature dancing really doesn't suit my lifestyle. So for me, it's like a week-long ordeal because I have to prepare to go, and then I go, and then I come back and recover. So it really takes a lot out of me. I'm not used to staying up till 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning, going to work at 10 p.m. Like, that's not normal for me.
Yeah.
So, thank God they're gone. So.
Yeah, this interview was a little crashed by a standbyer who's been standing here watching us for the last 10 minutes and finally decided to walk away.
So, and they, like, really smelled like weed.
Yeah, a lot.
What was I saying?
Feature dancing.
Oh, right. So, it's not something I want to do any more than I'm doing now, but I do kind of consider it somewhat like my way of getting out. Like, it's the only thing I really do, I travel for, I go out for. It's kind of my nightlife, so it's been cool.
Yeah, I know you don't do a whole lot of public appearances, pretty much Exotica, New Jersey, and AVN, so feature dance, I guess, is a good way to meet your fans.
For sure, and the thing is, I love meeting my fans. It's just for feature dancing, it's just the schedule part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, that's the only part I don't like about it. But I love meeting fans. I'm a pretty social person once I'm out.
Yeah.
once I'm out. So, it's definitely really important for me, that's for sure.
And also, you had a new skateboard come out this year from Van Styles Visual Line, correct?
I did. Van Styles is one of my favorite people in the industry. He was the first guy I met in porn. He was a director at Voyeur Media when I was shooting exclusively for them. So we have a very special bond. He's one of my best friends in the whole world. And I love when he photographs me. Like, I'm so lucky to have him as a friend because he takes photos of me for free, and then I use them as you can see, on my 8x10s. So I'm really lucky. And then he does cool shit with the photos, like making skateboards or t-shirts or sweaters. So I'm really lucky.
Now, like I said, you won AVN's Performer of the Year, and you'd like to get Best Actor someday. Are there any other goals or any other things you'd like to accomplish or do in your career?
I really want to write more. Like, right now, that's my biggest goal. I think I'm at a place in porn right now where I just kind of want to maintain what I'm doing. It's something I still feel so passionately about that it's almost, at my age, it's almost become this thing where I'm like, I don't want to drop out. Like, I don't want to fade away. So for me, the main thing about porn right now is maintaining and staying in the game. And just, like, I just want people to keep jerking off to me.
So you think you'll always be involved in porn in some way or another, whether it be, you know, directing, producing, or...
I really, really, really do. I love the industry so much. I love the feeling of being on set. Even if I'm not performing, I love the people in the business. Like, it's... I've really found a family here, I think. Like, it's almost like, I don't know, like, the fans and the people in the industry and stuff, we all have this, like, one really perverted, crazy thing. Listen, I'm doing an interview. Like, you're being so fucking rude. I'm not trying to be rude to you right now.
I just gotta go. But
yo, you're, like, getting way too close. Please. Please. I'm in the middle of an interview.
All right, we'll wrap this up here. Where can your fans best contact you at?
You can see me at Asa Akira on Twitter, asaakira.com, wicked.com, AsaHole on Instagram. I'm all about social media. I love it.
And you're also doing a podcast, correct?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I have a podcast, dvdasa.com.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next time.
Thank you very much.
I don't want to move.